So change is something that happens to all of us. Whether you like it or not, it's not something that we can stop, and it's certainly not easy to run away from. All around us, things are constantly changing. People change jobs, governments change, roadworks change layouts of our roads. New mobile phones, laptops and cars are always being upgraded. Interest rates and inflation constantly change. AI, artificial intelligence, is being introduced more and more. Our kids and our grandkids are getting older and changing. And probably most difficult of all is that we're changing and we're all getting older as well. Perhaps we can't do the things that we used to do. Change can cause us to feel many extremes of emotions. For those who enjoy change, it will bring feelings of excitement, adventure, new beginnings and opportunities to grow. For those who dislike change, it can bring a fear of the unknown. It can bring insecurity, not being in control, fear of something perhaps going wrong, risk. We get too comfortable where we are, or we're simply just not ready or not willing to change. For most of us, depending on the season of change, we would likely have some positive emotions as well as negative. But the biggest challenge that we all face is how we will handle the seasons of change that definitely will come our way. Now, as much of it is a normal reaction to feel this way about the changes we face, God has a different way for us to approach change than to the way that we see in the world. With so much changing constantly around us in our world and in our circumstances, it can be so easy to be fearful. But the Bible reminds us that we don't need to fear change. Why is that? Because everything around us may change, but God will always stay the same. Amen? Amen. Malachi 3 verse 6, I am the Lord and I do not change. He is perfect in all his ways. He doesn't need to change. He is the same yesterday, today and forever. But you know what? We are not perfect. We need to change. We need to develop to become more like Jesus. Now, God wants us to be a people who change positively, an opportunity to grow and to become the people that God wants us to be. Now, change is not a modern concept. You know, that change is not something that is new to the world in which we live in right now. Change constantly has always happened. It's always been around. The first record of change. Do you know where the first record of change is in the Bible? Anybody? The first record of change in the Bible is in Genesis. When God changed what there was into the creation. Let's look at it a minute. Genesis 1 verse 1 to 2 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And then in the rest of Genesis 1, we see God created the sun, the moon, the stars, the land, the sea, the vegetation, animals, humans. That's the first sign of change from what was to what is now. Now, change comes throughout our lives. There'll be moments when God-given opportunities come our way to bring about change. At other times, God may even challenge our motives or challenge our attitudes. But thankfully, we're not left on our own. He wants to lead us, guide us through, so that we might grow in faith and achieve what he has set out for us to do. Jeremiah 29:11-12. For for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. So 2 weeks ago, we started this series on change, looking at how we can best face up to the seasons of change that come our way throughout our lives. We introduced the idea of a 4-stage process that we see implemented throughout Scripture. In week one, we looked at the idea of embracing change. What does it mean for us to accept willingly and with enthusiasm change? Understanding that God's in control, He has got our best intentions at heart. And change gives us opportunity to grow in faith as we're refined in our character to be more like Him, and we're encouraged to stretch our trust levels, embracing change. Then last week, we looked at the idea of prayer and reflection, looking at our need to take time out of the busyness of life to be with Jesus, to tell Him how we feel about the season of change we're going through, listening to what He has to say, reflecting and learning to submit to His Lordship and receive His strength to face the new season. And in this third part today, we're going to be looking at what it means for us to look at the value of the reset. I'm just going to try and turn something down here. I'm booming everywhere. There we go. Can you still hear me okay? I've just turned off the foldback. That's better. I kept feeling booming in my ears. So we're going to be looking at reset. What does it mean for us to, in times of change for us, to reset? Can you not hear now? I can tell that.
No.
Are you all right? Okay, good. So this morning we're going to look at the third value of reset. Would you turn with me to 2 scriptures? The first one is in Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19. And the second one is Romans 12, verse 2. It's good to be in 2 separate places in the Bible sometimes, isn't it? Gives us a good overview. Okay. You can hear me all right, yeah? It's really weird. Now I've turned off the fold back. I can't. It's really weird. I feel like it's not on anymore. But it is. That's good. Okay. So Isaiah 43 verse 18 and 19 says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up, do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. And then Romans 12 verse 2, something really well known as well. Romans 12 2 says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. May God bless His word to our hearts as we continue to dig in, as we continue to see what it means for us that in seasons of change, for us to take those moments to reset. I wonder this morning, have you ever had one of those moments when you wish you could start over? Have you ever had that? Moments where you wish that you could start over. Perhaps you wish you'd made better decisions. Perhaps if you could start again, you would act differently or you think differently. Perhaps you'd treat people better. You'd spend more time with your kids. You'd save more, spend less. That you'd not take those you love for granted. You'd work smarter. You'd take more time off. You'd invest in your marriage. You'd take better care of yourself. Every one of us, I'm sure, have had those moments. And it's often in the times when we look back in the past and think, if only I could go back and change who I was in the past. If I knew then what I do now, I wouldn't make the same mistakes. I'd be more successful, a more rounded individual. But here's the thing. As much as we may wish we can do that, going through those difficult seasons, perhaps when we've not quite got it right, is actually what shapes us into the people that you and I are today. The question we actually should ask ourselves is this: whether our previous seasons of change have caused us to grow and flourish, or have they caused us to shrink and hide? It's a really important question. Whether our previous seasons of change have caused us to grow and flourish, or have they caused us to shrink and hide? More importantly, when we face a new season of change, which will invariably come, as we said, how will we respond? Will we keep going on the same trajectory as before, which might potentially cause us issues, or will we take the opportunity to reset and realign ourselves with what God wants? Will we go on our own trajectory, or will we take the time to reset and realign ourselves? Cambridge Dictionary defines the reset as being the opportunity to start again after a period of rest or change so that you can feel better able to deal with your life or with a situation. We live such busy lives, don't we, where there are many things that are vying for our attention, from work to our kids to our spouse. We have financial obligations. Even church activities can cause us to be really, really busy. And if we're not careful, we can find ourselves in a place where we don't take time to do a reset, thinking that we're all fine. But in reality, we don't really know, because we haven't taken the time to find out for sure. And if I'd say this morning, it's kind of pretty dangerous for us to keep going without taking those moments to see if we need the reset. Put this your hand up this morning if you have a mobile phone, a tablet, or a laptop. Put your hand up if you've got one. Come on, you got two. Every one of us have them, don't we? And how many of you ever had to reset your device? Put your hand up if you ever had to reset it. Yeah, that's most of you. Most of us have to reset them. And the thing is that we have to reset our devices because actually our devices are not designed to continually work without having some kind of reset every so often. It might be to bring an update, or it might be to fix something that's gone wrong. It might be because of a frozen screen. Who knows? Because nothing ever goes on forever, does it? In the same way, we as people are not designed to go through life without taking time to reset and make sure our focus is in the right place. As believers, if we want to be a people that thrive in different seasons of change, we need to be willing to do that reset with God. And there's four things that I want us to look at this morning briefly. Four things that will help us to reset properly in seasons of change. The first thing to do is, if you're making notes, you might want to write this down. You need to check the connection. When we go through seasons of change and we're getting ready to do a reset, it's about checking the connection. See, we live in a world that is me-focused. What do I mean? Where every message you hear, everything we're told we need, is based around getting what you need to be the best you can be, to get to the top, giving you what you want, to achieve your goals, to make you happy. Now, as believers, we're called to be slightly different. We're called to a different way of living, where we're living for Christ and not for self. But the very fact that you and I live in a sinful world with a different agenda means that we can get tainted by the things of this world. And the longer we take before we reset, the more likely we are to lose a good connection with God. It's not that we lose connection straight away, but it's a bit by bit, moment by moment, even a change by change thing, that these things happen. It's why our reading from Romans 12 verse 1 tells us, do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world. And why further on in Romans 12, 9, you can read it, but it says, hate what is evil, cling to what is good. We need to keep the connection open to God constantly, keeping short accounts with him, being open and honest, and giving ourselves time to be able to ask the tough questions of ourselves and to give God total freedom to search our hearts. Psalm 139, 23 to 24 is a prime example of what we can use in order to do the proper reset. It says here, and these are the words of David. He says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Search me and know me." We pick up stuff, don't we? Which we were never meant to carry. We pick up things that we get tainted by, and it does have an effect of how we live our lives. Secondly, if we really want to have a reset and get ourselves ready for a good season of change, we need to fix the issues. It's not just about checking your connection. It's about fixing the issues. Throughout life, we can pick up any number of hurts, disappointments and frustrations. Some of them, if we're honest, will be our own doing. Other times they'll be a result of someone who has hurt or wronged us. All of us have a history. And at different times we carry the baggage of our life choices. But here's the thing. Unless we deal with the issues, we will carry the same baggage into the next season of change. And that baggage will only get heavier the longer that you carry it. Some people go through life and go through seasons of change that go on 20 years and they're hardly moving. They go from one thing to the next and they've lost all hope because they haven't been willing to fix what's broken. The best thing you can possibly do is to bring our issues, our problems, our thoughts out into the open and to allow God to fix that which is broken. And it's no coincidence, really, as we were talking today about different things and off the back of the worship. And these verses from Matthew 11, 28 to 30 come up again as they did just a few moments ago. "Come to me, all who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Amen. And Psalm 34, 18 and 19 goes a little bit further when he explains God's healing process, when it says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all." Let me remind you, it's not a rocket science what I'm just about to say, but what is gone in the past is gone, right? What's happened is gone. You cannot do anything about that now. You cannot change what's happened in your past. But it doesn't have to define us. Instead, it can be a springboard to draw closer to God and to grow in faith. As our scripture from Isaiah 43 and verse 18 says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Instead, let's focus on the future. What could be as we move through our seasons of change?" Thirdly, adjust the focus. Adjust your focus. Remind yourself, be reminded of the bigger picture. You see, the third advantage of taking time to reset is allowing God to adjust our focus, to see the bigger picture of what God's wanting to do in your life, but not just in your life, but in the world as a whole. As we've read again in Isaiah 43, 18 to 19, it says, "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past." And this is the key bit. "See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Now, I've been a glasses wearer since the age of 15 or 16 years old. I started off having to wear glasses that I used for when I was on the computer due to my eyes straining and me playing too many computer games. Up to the point of over the years, from about the year of 25 onwards, I've had to wear glasses full time. If I were to take off my glasses now, I can't see much at all. Can't see much at all. In fact, all I can see is kind of outlines. It's a bit weird, really. Oh, that's better. It's very weird. My focus is wavy, people look blurry, and I don't really know where I'm going. It is why that I have many at different times had bruises and scratches on my legs for falling out of bed in the middle of the night if the kids shout, and not being able to put my glasses on, and knocking into the bed and the door. That is what happens. That is what my eyesight is like. I really can't do without my glasses. Every time I go to the optician for an eye check, those really lovely designer glasses are put on your face, aren't you? You know, if you've been to an optician before, those lovely square things, and they put the lenses in and they go, is that better or is that worse? I've no idea. Better or worse. They do that for about 15, 20 minutes. And you're like, by the end, you're not really sure if anything's better or worse. You just want it over with, right? But here it is. Glasses give me the focus that my eyes can't right now. They give me a fuller and a bigger picture. As believers in Jesus, sometimes the business of life, with the challenges of family, jobs, bill and health, it can be very easy for our focus to be on something else and to be on self rather than what it should be on. You see, we focus it on self, what we want, what we need. But a reset allows us to adjust our focus accordingly, to bring things into view. And you know, like when they do first put on those glasses and you're like, I can't see anything, it's really bad. And then they kind of twist it and then suddenly you can see. You know, sometimes our life comes out of focus. We knock it out of focus, out of kilter, and we go, I can't see anything. I can only see the issues going on in my life. I can't see anything else. And God says, well, that's because your focus is in the wrong place. If you look to me, you'll suddenly be able to see things a lot more clearly and understand things a lot more. We reset to what's important. Colossians 3 verse 2 says, set your minds on the things above, not on earthly things. I want to really encourage you this morning that what God wants for your life will always supersede what we want for our own lives. Not that you don't want good things, because I'm sure you do, but the things we want are not always what is beneficial for us in the long run. On the other hand, God knows exactly what we need before we even ask him. Sometimes the things that I've asked for, God in his graciousness has not given to me. Because I thought I'd known best. I thought, I really want that. And he's gone, no, it's not good. And sometimes he allows us to have those things and suddenly we realize that they're not as good as they first seemed. But God always knows what we need before we even ask him. Now, most of us, or no, all of us in fact, will only ever be able to see a small portion of the bigger plan that God has for us at any given time. Sometimes we want to know our whole life's history, don't we? God, what are you going to do this time next Tuesday in my life? That'd be really good. But the reality is that God doesn't give that to us because too much would overwhelm us. How many of you would know that some of the tough things that you face, some of the tough challenges and changes in your life, if you've known about them before they've happened, you would have run away. Try and change it. But the reality is God knows when things need to be. He knows when he needs to reveal stuff to us. Because it will overwhelm us if we know too much. Perhaps cause us to fear, or maybe at other times, if it's a good thing, it might even cause us to get a little bit too big for our own boots. You see, it's actually a question of trust. It's a question of trust. When we adjust our focus, we may not see what's coming. But as we look to God, if we trust him, it will all be okay. Do you this morning trust God enough to lead you through your season of change without the feeling of the need to actually have control? I know there is people in here right now that are in either halfway through or in the middle of change that's really hard. Some people are just entering a journey of change. Other people perhaps are coming out the other side and getting ready for a new season of change. Do you trust God enough for him to take control of it all? After we've given our focus and put our focus back on God, we need to ask ourselves and contemplate, what does God want for me in this next season? Romans 12 verse 2 says, be transformed by the renewal of your mind, and you're able to test and approve what God's will is, good, pleasing, and perfect will is. This means we need to first ask God to renew that which we've lost sight of, to reset our priorities, to reset our attitudes that perhaps have gone wayward, and to see afresh through God's eyes that bigger picture. When we've done this, we'll be able to see God's plans for our lives so much more clearly. Psalm 119 verse 18 declares, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. The bigger picture. What is God's bigger picture for you? What's God's bigger picture for me, for our world, for Southampton, for the UK, for the world? Because I know that one thing's for sure, that he has a plan and a purpose. Finally, point four. Prepare for something new. A reset is about preparing yourself for something new. It's to recognise that in our seasons of change, that something is new on the horizon and we need to prepare ourselves for it. Isaiah 43:19 says, see, I'm doing a new thing, now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wastelands. Whether the season of change brings challenge like a health crisis, the loss of a loved one, financial difficulty, family breakdown, or whether it brings excitement and apprehension in moving jobs, starting a family, relocating, having more influence in the place where you do life. One thing remains the same in every season of change in our lives. It's really important now. God wants to do something new in you. Whatever season it is, health issue, he wants to do something new in you that goes beyond the actual circumstance that you're going through. He wants to build something in you that will change you for the better to be like him. It goes beyond circumstance and into the very being of who you are. Our scripture reminds us that God makes paths in wildernesses and streams in the wasteland. Nothing in the Bible is in there but accidentally. You know, God makes paths in the wilderness, paths in the desert. He creates things. He makes streams in the wastelands. He makes things and gives answers in places that seem impossible. God can bring the impossible into being. He can bring the beauty out of ashes. I'm reminded, I didn't get a picture of it. I really wish I had. But you know, like I don't know if it's in the Sahara Desert or in one of the deserts. It's a barren wasteland, right? It's a desert. But at certain times of year, where there's a season, the rain comes and beautiful, beautiful flowers come out. I don't know if it's the Sahara, but it's a desert of some kind, that actually something amazing happens in what seems like a desert wasteland within the desert, actually changes and becomes something beautiful as a picture of God doing something new when it seems like nothing could ever change. Every season is an opportunity for God to shape us into the people he's always wanted us to be. Nothing is impossible. We need to welcome and embrace the new, even if we don't necessarily perceive it right away or only see it from afar. Because God makes a way where there is no way. There's some examples in scripture you'd be glad to know of people who God prepared for something new, even though they didn't perhaps see it straight away. Saul was blinded by God on the road to Damascus, but he was transformed from a persecutor to an evangelist and had his name changed from Saul to Paul. He had a complete reset. Job went through a season where he lost everything, his family, home, possessions. But in the midst of devastation, a shoot of hope remained. He encountered God in a fresh way. And eventually, as we read through the book of Job, right at the end, God restores and changes and brings him even more than he had previously. And Elijah, we remember Elijah, don't we? He was on the run. He was in fear of his life after defeating the prophets of Baal right on the top of the mountain. Everything was great. And then a lady, Jezebel, decided to tell him, I'm going to kill you by the end of today. So he ran into the desert really, 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 really fast. And then was in the middle of nowhere. God met him at his need. He reset him, gave him strength, showed him that there were still people that were worshipping God, because he thought he was the only one left. And reset him for the season of change for what was to come. See, seasons of change come throughout our lives. Some wanted, others not so much. Sometimes we can see the road ahead. Other times we can't. But one thing scripture calls us to remember is this. Ecclesiastes 3:11. He makes all things beautiful in its time. So in conclusion, as we finish then, throughout our lives we will face seasons of change, and each season of change has its challenges. But God wants us to be a people who thrive in whatever season we're in. And we can thrive, as we say, in whatever season we're in, because God does something in us, if we allow him to, that goes beyond our circumstance. So in order to thrive in these seasons, we need to be a people who are willing to take time to reset, to take time to check our connection with God, to fix any issues that may have arisen in ourselves as a result of living our lives in a sinful world, to adjust our focus to what's important, which is God, and then be ready for something new. I wonder, is today the time when God is saying to you, you need a reset?